Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loan truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my mailmen, mailwomen, postal workers out there, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night volunteer air traffic control workers out there. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Plenty to get into this morning. We got some fresh new Falcons audio we're about to play for you here in a couple of minutes as the Falcons start to officially turn the page and get ready for the Seattle Seahawks. Falcons will be back at home this Sunday to take on Seattle, a surging Seattle team, 9-3, been playing well pretty much all season long. And again, we talked about it yesterday. I'm nervous for this game for sure because Seattle has, what, the number one, I think, or number two rushing defense. They got a nasty defense with a bunch of dogs on that defense, and their offense has been pretty darn good as well with Jaxon Smith-Njigba leading the NFL in receiving yards thus far. So it's going to be scary, but the Falcons, look, we know the potential is there. We've seen it. We saw what the Falcons did in the first half against the Buffalo Bills. We've seen the Falcons perform well and perform at a high level at times. So we know it's in them. We know that defense can be locked down. We know that offense can score. It's in them. They just got to find a way to get it done consistently. And hopefully they can do that on Sunday. But I do want to let you hear from Raheem Morris. We'll also talk about the Atlanta Hawks. Unfortunately, no Jalen Johnson. It was a problem. They lose 115-92 to the Los Angeles Clippers, who had just gotten rid of Chris Paul. They said, Chris Paul, you can go ahead and clock out for me. Now that more details have begun to leak, and there's actually a crazy Atlanta Falcons tie to this story that we'll get to in just a second. Noelle's looking at me. She already know what I'm talking about. But as far as the Clippers and Chris Paul goes, apparently, this is what has been reported by Sham Sharania and others, and Mark Stein and those guys of the basketball world who get all the inside scoops. Chris Paul had been coming at management, coming at players, coming at everybody. Everybody could get it. Nobody was safe from the wrath of Chris Paul. If you wasn't doing your job, Chris Paul was chewing your butt out. That's basically what was going down. And there was some tension, obviously, in the locker room between Chris Paul and players, and mainly Chris Paul and Tyronn Lue, the head coach. So Chris Paul was like, all right, man, let's talk it out. Let's meet up. Let's face up man to man, talk man to man. Like Birdman, I wanted to look you in your face as a man. I could have pulled up on you a couple times, but I didn't think that was gangster. I wanted to look you in your face as a man. That's what Chris Paul was trying to do. Have a heart-to-heart, talk to Tyronn Lue as a man. But Tyronn Lue said, nah, I'm good. Go ahead and clock out for me. That's the story that has been told to us. Now, how true is it? I don't know. You know, the truth always lies somewhere in the middle. But basically, Chris Paul wanted to meet with Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue said no, and they let Chris Paul go. Now, I told you there was an Atlanta Falcons tie to this story, and there is. Ray McLeod saw a report, and I forgot. He basically reposted a tweet on his Instagram and put on his story of, you know, basically what was going down, the tea behind Chris Paul and the Los Angeles Clippers drama. And he said, this sounds familiar. I saw that and I said, he said, this sounds familiar, Ray. What you mean this sounds familiar? Basically insinuating that maybe he tried to meet with Raheem Morris before Raheem Morris let him go. And maybe Raheem Morris refused to meet with Ray McLeod. Now, again, side information. I don't know what's true, what's not true. All I'm telling you is what I've seen. And what I saw was Ray McLeod going story and said, this sounds familiar, when talking about this went down between the Clippers and Chris Paul. Now, again, there's two sides to every story. We don't know what Ray did. We don't know what they're doing. So I ain't siding with nobody. But it is just crazy. Ray out here getting messy again. He already reposted from a fan that said Raheem lost the locker room ever since he got rid of Ray McLeod. Ray reposted that. Then he puts that on his story. Says, sounds familiar. Talking about the Chris Paul drama. Ray out here getting messy.
Win two of them.
So that is interesting, and we'll see how much longer Ray keeps this. I mean, it's not doing Ray any good. I mean, it is what it is at this point. Ray, you ain't got a job, fam. And nobody's picked him up. So, anywho, it's just not a good look for Ray, and I don't think it's going to help him get a job, but it is what it is. All right. We'll talk more about the actual game between the Hawks and the Clippers later on in the show. But as promised, I do want to let you hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell, which was Mike Bell and Bo Morgan yesterday. Bo Morgan filling in for Carl Dukes. Put him up. And I want to start with Raheem Morris talking about the special teams and the struggles that they've had and just the bad decisions that have been made, not only on special teams, but just overall with the team, because they have had some mental mistakes, some physical mistakes that you just can't make late in games that have costed them games, i.e. the Jamal Agnew muff punt, the bad punt by Bradley Pinion when you really needed a boomer, and things of that nature. So how are they going to get special teams right? And how are they going to fix this, what now looks like bad decision-making and this comedy of errors that they've been making, it seems like, as of late, that have been costing them ball games? Well, again, Raheem Morris talked about that with Mike Bell and Bo Squid Billy Morgan yesterday. Take a listen. We'll have it here in just a quick moment. But as we're getting there, we also will let you hear Raheem talk about Drake. Where Raheem said, you know, Drake, it's not 100% he's going to play. He want to make sure Drake is safe and it's safe for Drake to play and that he has no chance to re-injure himself any further or make the injury worse. So they are being careful with Drake London, as they should be. Look, you're 4-8. If we're being honest, if we're keeping it a buck, there is absolutely no reason to rush Drake London back out there. I know you still got a chance at a winning record. I get that. But I want my star wide receiver healthy first and foremost. And I want to make sure he's healthy for next year, because we're late in the year to where, God forbid, knock on whatever this table is made out of, if he suffers a serious injury this year, that will definitely probably affect what his status is going to be for next year. So you don't want to rush Drake London back. All right, let's let you hear from Raheem Morris talking with Mike Bell and Bo Squid Billy Morgan yesterday, talking about their special teams and their issues with the bad decisions they've had here over the past couple weeks. It's okay. We are getting it together. We are getting it together. But look, it is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well here on a 5:10 here in the AM. And all right, now we are ready. Third time's a charm. We are ready to hear Raheem Morris talk about special teams and their issues with the bad decisions they've been making as of late. Take a listen.
You know, it was a challenging day to begin with. We knew that going in. It was the reason we made some decisions to kick the ball in the end zone. When we took the lead there, you know, I made a decision to kick it off to him. So, you know, try to gain some momentum, get him pinned back right there, go out there and get a stop, and you can really put the game away. But that turned to me very quickly with the long kickoff return. And that went all downhill. Now, great job our defense going out, getting a big time three and out. You know, giving us the fighting chance to be able to do some really good things there. But, you know, when you put together the bad decision on the punt return, you put together the kickoff return and some of that stuff, that's just always going to be an awful day. And right. you never really want to ever point the finger at one side of the ball or one phase or one thing. But in this particular game, you just had to be honest. And I felt like it's always the best punt is to be honest with you guys and honest with your fans and everybody that's listening, because you have to be. Like, it's not pointing the fingers, not blaming. It's something that we got to fix, something that I'm a part of, something that we're all a part of. But at the same time, you just got to be honest with everybody that's a part of it.
And I appreciate Raheem Morris's honesty with that. Look, usually it is a team effort. Usually you can't just point the finger at one person. You can't just point the blame at one person. But special teams cost you, you could argue, 13, definitely 10. But you could definitely argue special teams cost you 13 points last week. 13. In a game that you lost by 3, they cost you 13 points. Obviously, the Jamal Agnew muff punt resulted in a touchdown on the very next play. The big 84-yard kickoff return, thank goodness the defense was able to hold him to a field goal. And then the Bradley Pinion bad punt gave the Jets good field position and allowed them to get that game-winning field goal that they kicked at the end of the game. That's 13 points right there. So, again, I appreciate the honesty from Raheem Morris saying, look, usually you ain't trying to point the finger just one side of the ball or just one aspect of the team. But special teams cost us the game last week, and it's just, you got to be honest. You got to keep it a buck, got to keep it a hundred. And I appreciate that from Raheem, for sure. All right, let's continue on letting you hear from Raheem Morris and some of what he had to say yesterday. This actually came from Raheem's press conference, as he met with the media yesterday, as well as with Dukes and Bell. But he's talking about Drake London, and we talked about it earlier. Raheem not risking it with Drake London and saying, number 5 will be back playing once it's safe for number 5 to be back playing.
You know, Drake's just, you know, when he's ready to go, we put him out there. But that'll all be, you know, health related. You know, everything we're going to do with Drake is definitely to take care of Drake, make sure he's good. Won't put him in harm's way by any means. And when he's ready to go, Drake will be out there ready to go and playing at a very high level, which he's always capable of doing. He loves football. We love watching him play football. The connection with his guys, he values very much. He's at every single meeting. He's at every single thing. He's at all things encompassing. So, like, he's one of those guys who wants to play football.
Yeah, and you can tell Drake just wants to get out there and is biting at the bit, biting the play. And you got to protect him from himself, because he would definitely get back out there if he could. And I'm sure he will put it on the line and do whatever he can to come back and help this team win. But you got to look at the big picture for Drake London again. Make sure he's healthy, not only for the rest of this season, but next season as well, too. So definitely got to be careful with one Drake London. Let you hear one more from Raheem. This is back when he was talking with Mike Bell and Bo Squidbilly Morgan yesterday when he did his weekly sit down with Dukes and Bell. And one thing, there's a lot of things we can complain about as Falcons fans for this season. You can complain about special teams. You can complain about the third down conversions offensively and defensively, but one thing you cannot complain about is Kirk Cousins since he stepped in for Michael Penix Jr. for good, because he's played pretty darn well. Miami game out the window because, again, that was a quick thing, and they weren't sure if he was going to play or not. They still let Michael Penix get a bunch of the first-team reps, so he didn't have that full preparation that you would usually want. But Kirk Cousins has played pretty darn well, and Raheem Morris talked about that with Mike Bell and Bo Morgan yesterday. Take a listen.
Well, the Miami game is a tough situation for anybody. You know, it was kind of the up-in-the-air week. Is Mike playing? Is he not? You're preparing like you're the starter. You get thrown into the role right away, and you got to go. And then you go out there and you play, and you don't play as well as you want to play. That happens to a bunch of them. But the last 2 weeks versus the Saints and obviously the Jets, you go out and he gets all the preparation. He gets all the meeting time. He's able to go up, make all his corrections. He's able to go look at it on tape. He's able to get back out there. He's able to go refine it in the walkthrough. You take the walkthrough. You get all those things done. Whatever you don't like, you can scrap. The things you like, you can emphasize. And you go out there and you do it. And it's just showing up in the game. Just the little things you're talking about, having the comfort and the ability to step under protection and breaks down and step up and dump that ball to Algier. I usually don't get as excited about a lot of plays. I got excited about that one because I knew the details and the intricate movement he had to make to get up there and throw that ball to the right area to get it to Algier, to allow Algier to get a 32-yard gain, which was special. And then we come out, we get a zero pressure down in the red zone. We're able to check to one of our screens. We get the screen off. Boom. Seals make a great catch on an ugly throw. We get the ball in our hands. Seals finds a way to get in the end zone. And, like, that's execution, and that's the thing we got to be able to maintain more. And that's the growth and the development that I'm able to see within the team and within the framework of all of us. And, like, you know, not to mention what we've been able to do in the red zone the last couple of weeks. So it's been outstanding. You know, we get down there, we score. And that's been great.
Definitely been great to see again the offense take a nice little tick up with Kirk Cousins in there and seeing him stepping in and do some really good things. Has he been perfect? No, but he has definitely done his part and done his job since he's taken over for Michael Penix for the rest of the season. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear more from Raheem Morris and a little bit from Chris Lindstrom as well, as we'll start to help you get ready for the Falcons matchup with the Seahawks. What does Raheem Morris think of what Seattle has built? And what does Chris Lindstrom think of that Seahawks front seven on their defense? He thinks they're a bunch of dogs too. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning, 525. Appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow the station, subscribe to the station. And then do the same with all the great shows. Follow and subscribe to them because then you'll really be in the game. You'll be able to get live push notifications about when shows go live, live push notifications about when shows are having guests on live. You'll be able to get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews from your favorite shows. You'll be able to listen back to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that thing on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Gonna let you hear more from Raheem Morris talking about the Seattle defense here in just a few minutes as we continue to get you ready for Falcons Seahawks coming up on Sunday. And hopefully the Falcons can get this win, not even for the sake of saving the season, but just for the sake of getting another win. I am tired of talking about Falcons losses. I know you're tired of hearing me about talking about Falcons losses, and this would be a big shot in the arm if you can beat a 9-3 Seattle team at home. Give your fans something to cheer about and just give us a little optimism. Give us something. Throw us a bonus. Something, Falcons. Come on now. But when it comes to this Seattle Seahawks team, what are the challenges going to be? Well, one for sure is going to be this Seattle defensive front, specifically this Seattle front seven. And Raheem Morris was talking about the big challenge the Seattle Seahawks defense presents.
They are challenging almost on every single level. You know, they got a really good front. Leonard Williams is one of the best players in our league. You know, obviously they went out and got D-Law from Dallas. You know, obviously we got a lot of familiarity with how they coach the front with Adden being there. They have a little bit of attack style. They have a style that they can play, be able to play the run. They have a bunch of guys up there, Byron Murphy, that really play the well. They got Ernest Jones at the middle linebacker position, which we know really well just based off being with them out in L.A. Very good football player in all rights. And then obviously they picked a bunch of guys in the draft. They got their young nickel playing, who's safety slash nickel. Kind of got that Baltimore type feel that they've had. Coach has done a great job out there with that defense and getting those guys going. They're playing with a lot of confidence up front. They're playing a lot of confidence across the board. And they'll be a really good challenge for us for our football team.
Definitely going to be a big challenge taking on that Seattle front seven, trying to block that Seattle front seven. When you talk about Leonard Williams and all the guys, they got all the playmakers they got on defense, and Chris Lindstrom with Dukes and Bell, Bo Morgan filling in for Carl Dukes yesterday. He joined the fellas, and he was talking about that Seattle front seven and what the challenge is going to be like blocking them.
Yeah, I think Leonard Williams is probably one of the best three techniques in the NFL, and they have a lot of really good players. They play hard, playing within the scheme, and it shows on the tape, and you see that. And it could be probably the biggest challenge we've faced this week. And then, like you said, last week, a lot of veterans like Harrison Phillips has been a guy, is a really good player, and constantly evolving in their staff. Very good front, and we were able to do a lot of great things. But obviously you got to be better at a couple of stuff to convert and do enough to win.
Going to be very, very, very important for the Falcons to obviously make sure they don't have indications, any missed assignments up front. When you talk about the Falcons offensive line blocking this Seattle front seven, Kirk Cousins got to make sure he gets the ball out quickly, which he tends. It's going to be of even more importance on Sunday when Leonard Williams ready to put Kirk Cousins on the turf. So it is extremely important that the Falcons obviously stays ahead of the chains too. All the normal things, but it seems like against this Seattle it'll be even more amplified because this is a opportunistic Seattle offense as well. Sam Darnold going to take advantage of any turnovers or any opportunities this Falcons offense might give. So definitely have to be mindful of that, and we'll see if the Falcons offense can that Seattle Seahawks defense and keep the Seattle offense, that again is just as potent as its defense, then keep the Seattle offense off the field as well too, because the way to slow down a pretty good offense is to just not have them on the field. So hopefully the Atlanta Falcons can do that. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Appreciate you joining me this morning. Hopefully your Thursday is getting off to a great start. And we do need to talk a little bit of Hawks. Spend a few minutes talking to us. Man, we was talking all that mess earlier about Chris Paul. how he got let go, Ray-Ray McCloud being messy. We talked about all that earlier in the show. And the Hawks messed around and lost to the Clippers last night. After they were dealing with the Chris Paul thing. And you know what? I was nervous. I was nervous that the Clippers were going to kind of rally together after all the adversity because they got stuck in there. Their travel was all thrown off too. And the Chris Paul news came out and they haven't been having a good season. I was worried. I was like, man, this Clippers team is going to mess around and rally together and have a kumbaya after they've been through. That's been coming out about them, and they're going to beat the Hawks. Now, I will say this, did not play, so that was obviously a huge, huge loss for the Hawks, not having Trae Young already, not having Jalen Johnson. Kristaps Porzingis did not play either, and so you were definitely shorthanded, even more shorthanded than you've been, obviously, without Trae Young over the past few weeks, but you've been making do with not having Trae Young out there because Jalen Johnson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker have been playing great, but you can't make do without Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. That just ain't gonna hunt, ain't gonna cut it. That dog ain't gonna hunt. And look, Nikhil Alexander-Walker had a solid game and did his best, but the Hawks just coming out flat. And Jalen definitely was a loss, yes, but I still feel like they should have beat that Clippers team last night. I still feel like they should have beat that Clippers team last night. But alas, they do not, and it don't get any easier. Hawks got the Nuggets coming to town tomorrow, so that's going to be a big game for the Hawks. Hopefully they can bounce back. You don't want to start a little snowball of losses here. You're 13-10. You've dropped to 8th in the East, and again, it's still early. We ain't panicking by any stretch of the imagination. But you don't want to go on an extended losing streak. That's what good teams don't do. Good teams go on extended winning streaks. Then maybe drop a game here and there and start up another winning streak. Not the opposite. Not go on extended losing streaks, win a game here and there, and then go back on another extended losing streak. That ain't what we do. That's not what we're trying to get accomplished around here. But as far as last night goes, again, Nikhil Alexander-Walker had himself another good night. 21 points, 7 of 18 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, so didn't shoot great from 3. Hawks overall didn't shoot great from the 3, only 33%, and only shot 40% from the field, so not a great shooting night. And it was just again, rough go of it. Kawhi Leonard had 21, James Harden had 27, Zubac had 14, John Collins, the former Hawk, had 15, and he got the start. So it was a tough night for the Hawks, but hopefully they can bounce back against the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will get into some college football and NFL news. How about Brett Key? He told you what he bleeds, and he proved it yesterday. Georgia Tech, rightfully so, giving Brett Key that new bag. And also, we got some NFL news to get into. Big Ben, James Harrison, saying it's time for Mike T to move on. What? We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. In the Odyssey.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio. Excuse me. Hey, look. I'm not going to lie to y'all. We battling today. Over the last couple days. Really? Yeah, just over the last couple days. Started with a cough. Now, head's a little fuzzy. Got a little bit of a head cold, maybe. I don't know what exactly is going on, but hey, we in here rocking. We alive. We well. And so we rocking with y'all. I appreciate you tuning in. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to try it again. It's the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. 541. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Also, got to let you know that the world is coming to Atlanta this summer. And Friday, we find out all of the matchups for world's best soccer nations and players. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has a full day of coverage tomorrow with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta Host Committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. And Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all of the matchups. It's brought to you by McDonald's. From McDonald's and, oh, grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's. I missed a part there. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks. That's all tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big day tomorrow for the ATL and the world of soccer, so definitely looking forward to all of that. We're going to get into some NFL news here in just a couple of minutes. Going to let you hear what Ben Roethlisberger and James Harrison had to say about Mike Tomlin. Saying it's time to clean house and time to get Mikey T up on out of there. And Big Ben offered up another place that he thinks Mike Tomlin would fit right in at. So we'll get to that here in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, we got to give a big congratulations to Brent Key. Georgia Tech head football coach got his money, man. Georgia Tech and Brent Key have agreed on a new 5-year deal that'll run through 2030. And trust me, you know that came with a significant pay raise. So Brent Key got himself a nice little payday, and it's much deserved. And also, doesn't stop there. Haynes King, also named ACC Player of the Year. So congratulations to Haynes King. He is just the, fourth Yellow Jacket to win ACC Player of the Year. So going into the history books, Haynes King is, and that is just absolutely amazing. Phil, that's great for Haynes King. That is great for Brent Key, and you absolutely love it. So, yes, King does become he becomes the Yellow Jackets' fourth ACC Player of the Year, joining a very elite group of company that includes Joe Hamilton, Calvin Johnson, Sandy Creek Patriot, and Jonathan Dwyer. So, again, congratulations to Haynes King, ACC Player of the Year, and well-deserved. I mean, he put the team on his back every single week, did whatever he needed to do to make sure the Jackets got their dubs. And Brent Key, heart and soul of it all, He told you, said, you can cut me open to see what I bleed. He's Georgia Tech for life, and he's sticking around. And, again, got that new deal. So congratulations to Brent Key. Congratulations to Haynes King. Would have loved to see them getting the ACC championship, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Obviously would love to see them get in the ACC championship game, have a shot at getting into the college football playoff, but this is a program in Georgia Tech that is on the up and up. They are on the ascension, and you got to believe that very, very, very soon, they'll be in those conversations when you talk about ACC championship games and college football playoff appearances. So hopefully that's sooner rather than later. All right, I do want to get into some NFL headlines, and I'll start with what I teased. Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast yesterday, and him and James Harrison both think that it's time to clean house in Pittsburgh. Let's first start with Ben Roethlisberger and what he had to say about Mike Tomlin and the future of the Steelers organization and what time it is he thinks it, or what time he thinks it should be for the Steelers.
I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
look, nothing but praise there for Ben Roethlisberger. I don't mind anything he said. I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. He's giving a take. He's not being disrespectful towards Mike Tomlin. Obviously talked about how much he respects him. Obviously they won a Super Bowl together. So you can tell it's still all love between Big Ben and Mike T. But, I mean, look, he's saying what other Steelers fans are thinking. A lot of Steelers fans are thinking, and it's not all of them, but there are Steelers fans who think it's time for Mike T to go, that the message has gotten stale, and that it's time for Mike Tomlin to move on and for the Steelers to move on. Now, we know the Steelers and their reputation of not just firing coaches to fire coaches. And, look, that's good. It's obviously been successful for them. They still have, what, the most Super Bowl championships in all the NFL with six, right? So it's worked for them, obviously. But it could be coming up on that time. We'll see how the Steelers finish this season out, what they do this season. It's obviously still very important right now for the Steelers to get a win against the Baltimore Ravens, both teams at 6-6, both fighting for that AFC North crown. And look, over the past few years, the Steelers, I think, have had really good defenses and just not comparable enough quarterback play. You get Aaron Rodgers in here, and again, he's not the same Aaron Rodgers of old, but he's been okay. But I don't think he's obviously been good enough to be, you know, a Super Bowl contender. So I think, I don't even know if Mike Tomlin is necessary, getting rid of Mike Tomlin or moving on from Mike Tomlin is the answer. I think it's more so you need a better quarterback. You need better quarterback play. And again, that's not to say Aaron Rodgers has been bad, but I think you still need better quarterback play, a long-term answer at quarterback. And the defense has been very, very underwhelming and have definitely underachieved. I mean, highest paid defense in the NFL, and they have not been good. Not been good one bit. So those are all things, you know, you have to think about when you talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. But let's let you hear what James Harrison had to say about Mike Tomlin and what he thinks would be best for him and the Steelers organization.
You tell me where there's a good coach on this staff, because right now I don't see anybody playing to their potential. Mike Tomlin is in control of hiring coaches, and he may not be the one coaching the position, but he is in position to hire the coaches to get the potential out of our players. And right now, he has not put coaches in the position that can get the potential out of what it is that we have. Something has to be done, bro. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from coaches, but I think it's time that history be made. Because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
James Harrison with some much stronger words there than Ben Roethlisberger had. But look, he knows what a really, really good and a Super Bowl winning and contending team looks like. He's been obviously been on some Super Bowl teams with the Steelers, and I you got to trust his word at least a little bit, and we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what decision they make with Mike Tomlin, but I honestly think, and the other thing you have to think about too is, okay, you want to get rid of Mike Tomlin if you are a Steelers fan. Who are you going to go get? Who's out there that you can go grab too? That's the other thing about it. You going to go get Bill Belichick? Probably not. Who else is out there to go for you to go grab as far as good NFL head coaches that you that can help you win right now? I don't know of any. I don't know of any that are out there. So it'll be interesting to see how this Mike Tomlin saga continues to play out and what the Steelers do as they continue on this season. But again, still everything's in front of them. Still got a chance to win the division. Again, big game here against the Baltimore Ravens. Both teams at 6-6 fighting for that division title. Excuse me, and we'll see what ends up happening on that front. Some other NFL news that I want to get to real quick. It is the Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. How about Mark Andrews getting his bag? Mark Andrews and the Ravens agreed to a 3-year contract extension that secures his future with Baltimore, and it also kind of writes the future of one Isaiah Likely. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. Isaiah Likely is. So it seems like they have decided between Likely and Mark Andrews, and they're sticking with Mark. The extension is worth $39.3 million and includes $26 million guaranteed. That's what sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. Andrews, 30 right now, was scheduled to be a free agent at the end of the season. Again, just like Isaiah Likely was, seems like they had a choice to make, and they chose Mark Andrews. They also have Kolar still, so I think maybe for the future, I think they like Kolar maybe than they do better than they do Isaiah Likely. So seems like that's where all that's coming from. They're going to keep the veteran and Mark Andrews, the productive vet, and continue to build up Kolar for the future. So that is some good news for one Mark Andrews, and hopefully he has a big game because Mark Andrews on a couple of my fantasy teams. So, hey, Marky Mark, you got that money. I want to see you ball out, my boy. And we'll see if that ends up happening again. The Ravens taking on the Steelers in a big AFC North showdown. In other news, we got Thursday night football tonight between the Lions and the Cowboys. Should be a fun matchup between those two teams. Both teams obviously fighting for playoff spots, and it should be a fun game. The Cowboys, ever since making those moves on defense, Jerry said he was going to make that defense better, and by golly, he did. And that defense has been better. I think it was like the first nine games they were giving up 30 points per game, a little bit over 30 points per game, and the last handful of games they've only given up 21 points per game. So a significant boost has been made to that defense, and that defense has gotten significantly better after adding pieces like Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson, and others. So they've made the proper moves, and we already know this Cowboys offense is good, and CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens has had a hell of a year, and you know, if they can get stops consistently, don't look now. I ain't a Cowboys fan, but I will buy just a little bit into the Cowboys hype. Cowboys can make some noise. I ain't saying they Super Bowl contenders by any stretch of the imagination, but that defense continues to play the way they have over the last few games. Cowboys can make some noise in the NFC. I think they can make some noise for sure. And again, the Lions, I think they can go on a run. It'll be interesting to see if Amon-Ra St. Brown will be able to play. He obviously on Thanksgiving went down with an ankle injury, and it's up in the air. He's going to be a game-time decision. For fantasy purposes, I really need Amon-Ra St. Brown to play. Hey, look, we're getting close to playoff time. Seeding matters. I will say this, though. I've already clinched, I think, three number one seeds out of the seven leagues I'm in. I've clinched three number one seeds. So I ain't doing too shabby. You feel me? I'm in a pretty good spot. I'm in a pretty good spot. But anywho, we'll see how that game ends up shaping out. Should be a fun matchup tonight. The Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert is preparing to play on Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. That game will be in SoFi. He recently had surgery on his fractured left hand. He did not practice Wednesday, but said he is preparing to play Monday night against the Eagles. He said, quote, "The plan is to prepare as if I'm going to play and see how the next couple of days goes." He said he's going to do everything I can to be out there for the team and the guys out there. So we'll see if Justin Herbert ends up playing. Obviously, that'll be huge. If he doesn't play, the Chargers are a lot more scary with Justin Herbert at quarterback than they are with Trey Lance at quarterback. No shade, just truth. And that Eagles defense will be licking their chops if they see Trey Lance back there. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. One more quick NFL headline here, as we had some history happen on Thanksgiving a week from today. The Cowboys-Chiefs Thanksgiving game sets NFL viewership record. The Cowboys' 31-28 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day averaged 57.23 million viewers on CBS, making it the most watched regular season game in NFL history. So, yeah, I don't think anybody had any doubts, but the NFL is definitely still king, especially on Thanksgiving. All right, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Thank you for putting up with a little bit of rasp in my voice. We'll be back tomorrow, thugging it out until the weekend, and we'll be back to give you a full preview of Falcons Seahawks. And you also know it's a Falcons Friday, also a Grillin' Dillon Friday as well. That's coming up tomorrow on the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it's the Morning Shift, a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. Bo Squid Billy Morgan back in the saddle along with Mike Johnson and Allie Mack. We'll see what they got coming up next, and I'll be hanging out with them a little bit as well. Morning Shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel, I appreciate you. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.